podcast party. Descent into Avernus.
My name is Renaissance. My friends and I have agreed to dam the River Styx in exchange for the aid of Mephistopheles. On our way back to the river, we were attacked by hell wasps. They targeted Lulu in particular, and she was paralyzed by one of their stings.
Does anybody notice that it seems like these bug things keep coming after Lulu?
Yeah, Lulu, are you smeared with something?
I guess I crawl out from behind the rock and materialize as if out of thin air for everyone and bring Lulu over.
Lulu comes out with you, Hylan. She looks quite affected by this whole affair. More so than she normally does. You know, she's sort of prone to panic a little bit, but she's shivering.
I'm real cold, Hylan.
Oh, Lulu.
You had your arms wrapped around. Could you just give me a little warmth? I'm real cold.
And which is weird because you are in Avernus. It is fucking awful here. It is hellishly hot.
I'm going to warm her with prestidigitation, or I'm going to try to.
Her little teeth chatter.
I don't feel so good.
I have something I could try.
Great. What is it?
So Corbin is going to cast Aura of Vitality, and I'm going to give her 9 hit points.
You cast that from where you are to her position, right?
It's 30 feet. So yeah, everybody within 30 feet.
Let's talk for a second about something that we've been doing all campaign about spells that come from outside of Lulu's sphere of influence to within her sphere of influence. Normally, offensive and defensive spells under a certain level don't work within a certain radius.
Did it hit her aura?
Well, that's the thing. You see that it works. Like, her aura isn't there anymore.
Oh,
I, Andy, didn't think about that, and I don't think Corbin would have thought about that. Corbin is just trying to heal Lulu. But if Lulu isn't fully healed, Corbin is going to hit her again for 10 more.
That brings her to full.
Okay. So then
I am dreadfully wounded. But yeah, I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. Right.
So mechanically, the spell, I just want to roll the spell out. So Corbin is going to continue, and he's going to hit Hylan with 2. So that's 16 for Hylan.
Thank you.
And Ophelia's wounded.
A little bit, yeah.
15 for you. Hylan's still wounded?
Yes.
Another 11.
Thank you.
Corbin wasn't wounded. Ren, were you wounded?
I was not wounded.
All right. Little imp guy, you wounded?
Popping out from invisibility, he looks at you and says, no.
Thank God.
No.
I told you to stay invisible. What are you doing? All you had to do was talk. You didn't have to pop out.
No, listen.
Go invisible. Go.
How many times do I have to tell you, you are not my... Stop talking.
Please go invisible. Please turn invisible. Please. Oh, Snowball. Please.
Just tell him to do it.
He sighs and like little shards of ice come out of his mouth. He says, fine. It's fine.
All right.
I'm done talking to him.
Lulu.
Yes.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I got that thing sticking its stinger in me, and I can't remember anything. I woke up, I was in Highland's arms, and now I'm so cold.
I'm going to bend down and I'm going to lay hands on her and try to... I'm going to burn 5 hit points of lay on hands and cure poison. See if that helps her.
That doesn't seem to affect her.
Can Corbin do a medicine check on her?
Sure.
All right, just sit still for a sec. Let me see if this wound is festering or something.
A 27 on his medicine check.
Very nice. It's not a normal wound, clearly. Because you rolled so high on your medicine, I'm going to say that this wound inflicted by this insect, it definitely went away and left a scar. It left a scar on Lulu.
Lulu, I think you're going to have a little scar. It's all right. It's like, a badge of honor. You know, I got one on my hand here, and I show her the one on my palm from that infernal weapon I tried to pick up. Don't let it bother you, okay? It just shows that you survived whatever that was. All right?
Corbin, I don't feel the same.
Lulu's eyes flit over to Renaissance and then back to you.
Am I worse?
No, I never said anybody was worse. I said maybe different or things happen, but you're not worse.
You just passed out, Lulu. You were just asleep a little bit. That's all.
She looks at you, Hylan, and she says, I don't think so, Hylan.
We're going to find out what's wrong with you and we're going to fix it.
Right. Maybe I can ask Ilmata after we rest for some magic that maybe I can help you.
Until then, yeah, you just stay with us. I have you, and I'm holding on to you tight, and we won't let anything happen to you.
She doesn't say anything.
Corbin looks over at Renaissance and silently closes his eyes, and he mouths the word, sorry, and looks away.
I still have psychic whispers up, so as to not upset Lulu. I'm just going to think to everyone, does anybody have any idea about what's going on or how we can find out what this is? I know that we have a job to do. She just seems like she's suffering.
Well, if we finish this job, we get the answer to a secret.
Yeah.
We could use that to help her, maybe, to find out what's wrong.
Right.
Right. So frustrating.
She is one of us, so if she needs our help, we have to give it.
We have to do what's in front of us now. It seems like we can't right now do anything about this, unfortunately, so I think we need to keep her as comfortable as possible and just get going with this job.
I don't mean to be cold either, but the orb's gone. That imp is our only chance of getting the Titan blood. We got to at least get those shatter sticks to the tributary.
Right. Before we go, you know, these bugs keep coming after her. Do you think they've, like, marked her at this point so they know where she is? So there could be more coming?
If they have, might be something I can do about that.
Great.
I say, Lulu, what you said before, like, seemed like those wasps, they might be interested in you somehow.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because I'm a Celestial, and maybe because I don't know. Pure Celestial. Maybe I smell better to them.
I say to Corbin in Infernal.
How are we doing for diamonds?
I got one.
I got one too. I got a spell that could cloak her that takes diamonds, and I don't think we can use them for that.
If someone drops, including her, I'm going to need that diamond. And your diamond, I mean, that's only two. If we could just find more in this fucking place.
Right. Fuck.
Agree.
Lulu, just stay close to me, all right? Don't want anything to get you.
All right. I'll do my best.
I'll communicate to Corbin that, in whatever in-game terms this would make sense to say, but I have the spell non-detection, which shields a person for 8 hours from any kind of divination magic. Consumes 25 gold pieces worth of diamond dust every time he casts it.
How long does it last again?
8 hours, and it's not concentration. So it's pretty good, but you do need diamond dust, and we need that for Revivify, so I can't use it for that. Is a Ragawagon still there?
You can't see it from your position. Remember that you parked it a little bit further away. You didn't park it directly at the lip of the river.
We should get going.
Yeah, can you get us across, Corbin?
Yep, I can fly a couple more times today.
All right, so Corbin will cast Steps of Night again, and he'll take Ren across first, and then he'll come back and he'll take Hylan and Ophelia across, and Lulu will fly on her own.
And Lulu will fly by herself.
Snowman, come with us, come on.
Snowball, disembodied voice, comes to you.
All right, whatever, come on.
Get it right.
Sure.
Jeez.
Snowball, let's go. Starting to like you, Snowball. You're funny.
No response.
Corbin says that with a complete straight face. Doesn't crack a smile. Nothing.
Nothing stops you from going across the river the way you came. Though it's definitely creepy to look down into the river. You do end up on the other side of the river. And coming back to the Ragawagon, you see that the Guardian of Fate that you placed right next to the Ragawagon has done its job. It stands there with a very stern look on its face. Arrayed around the Ragawagon are the skeletal corpses of multiple fiends.
Nice.
I love it.
Their winged bodies just plastered to the soil of Avernus.
I take a quick head count of how many fiends are dead, just not because I'm keeping track of this for a Excel spreadsheet.
Of course not. Let's see, you guys were gone about an hour. I'm going to say a D6. You got four.
Yeah, baby. Corbin's going to let the Guardian of Faith know. He doesn't know if it understands him or not that the imp that's with us is not a hostile creature.
Do we need to take a short rest for anything? Because we've probably got a little time on this guy. Keep us safe, or do we want to get moving?
Well, thanks to you, Corbin, I feel just fine. So I'm happy to keep moving.
I mean, I don't think it would be a bad idea to take an hour here, to be honest. But yes. Up to you. Your call, Corbin.
You know what? Let's just go. All right, buddy, you stay here. Anything comes along, smash it. All right, let's go.
He's going to slide across the hood, and then he's going to jump into the front seat of the Ragga Wagon and stick one of the coins in and go, let's roll.
A tremendous shriek issues forth from the engine of the Ragga Wagon, echoing out, and the engine roars.
Kobe, you've really got the hang of this driving thing.
I think I can do it with my eyes closed. Let's not do that.
So I'm going to do the same thing I do with my daughter when I drive. I'm going to close my eye on the right side and leave the left one open. And like, I've got my eyes closed, I'm driving.
I feel like you need depth perception when you're doing this, but all right, you're the expert. I go and I strap myself very firmly into the wrecking ball.
I'm going to stay out of a station. I'm just going to hold Lulu and try to like calm her down.
I'll take one of Harpoon Flingers.
Imp, what's your name? Snowball? You here?
Yeah.
You got to make a noise or something. I don't care, fart, anything, that we know you're here.
I'm here.
All right, get in the one station. Can you man one of the flingers over there?
I don't even know what this is.
All right, never mind.
What is this thing?
Never mind. Just sit in the seat.
The most important thing, Snowball, is don't bump into anything. Just be very careful. Snowball cannot slam into anything or have anything hit these sticks.
Snowball, you're one of us now, right? Good. All right.
You don't see his face because he's invisible. You could tell if you could see his face, he would just be shaking his head. So you guys are going to head over to the Pit of Shumrath, yep. Yeah? Yeah, who's rolling the 2d8 this time to go back to the Pit of Shumrath?
2 and 7.
Okay, yeah, they do not match, and so therefore you head on back to the Pit of Shumrath. You go to where you feel is necessary to dam the tributary, rather than going all the way back to the far western end of the Pit of Shumrath where you encountered the Ultraloth. So it only takes you probably about another hour or so to get to the area of Avernus that you see that the River Styx filters into the Pit of Shumrath. The canyon to your west, filled with that lake of green slime, it's very troubling because it just undulates and has this sort of miasma of green mist over it. This tributary of the river Styx cascades down into this slimy muck 60 or 70 feet below.
Right. Snowball, you're up.
How far away do you want to park the Ragga Wagon?
I think we should park the Ragga Wagon like at least 100 feet back from the shore of the tributary because we don't know exactly what the effect of damming this is going to be.
Okay, so just going to go ahead and head over to that.
And he points to the cliff, the stark rock wall that extends up about maybe 100 feet total from the green muck all the way to the top where the River Styx is pouring into it.
When these go off, how big is the radius on these things?
It's small. It's only 20 feet, but I'm going to have to fly all the way to the other side and plant them. It's going to take a little time.
It's going to bubble up over the edges, don't you think?
Yeah, that has to go somewhere. Yep.
Yeah. Snowball.
Yeah.
We had a discussion about practicing our invisibility skills here. I think this would be a good time to do that.
Well, I'm already invisible.
Okay, good.
Stay
that way, because you're gonna place them in that wall, right? And we're gonna keep watch and make sure nothing fucks with you.
Oh, nice, thanks. Yeah, cool.
Has anybody got any preparations?
Not really.
Did you have something in mind that you were
mainly to protect Snowball, because he's got a place of sticks.
Yeah, not really.
He's got 15 temporary hit points.
How far away from us is he gonna have to get to do this?
So if you park the Ragga Wagon 100 feet.
Yeah, that's not where we are, though. We walk up the 100 feet.
You're going to walk up all the way to the small, probably 30 feet across, river of green slime that is part of the Pit of Shumrath.
Yeah.
So he will have to fly up and down the ravine on the cliff face. The drop from the River Styx down into Pit of Shumrath green slime is about 70 feet. So he's going to have to go up and down the ravine wall with 5 different placements, anywhere from 30 feet all the way up to maybe 40 feet away from you at certain points.
Lulu, could you give Snowball that protection that you gave me?
Oh, yeah, I guess I could. Sure.
What are you doing?
Where are you? Where could you just...
just go right up next to Lulu.
Okay. I'm next to Lulu now.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and touch you, and I'm just going to give you a little protection against things that might want to hurt you. You all right with that?
Sure.
Lulu reaches out her trunk and activates her protection from evil and good, and Snowball now has protection against fiends.
Awesome.
Lulu is now concentrating on that spell.
Ophelia, maybe a little bardic inspiration for our friend Snowball, in case he's got to perform some feats of derring do.
Yes, of course. Snowball, you are going to put those sticks where they need to go, and you're going to do it as well as you can, and we all believe in you, and I'll write a poem about you when this is all done.
I will give bardic inspiration to Snowball. Nice.
Snowball, when you put these in, do you have to use, like, your physical skill or your strength? How do you do it?
Yeah, I gotta shove them into the rock face, so I gotta make sure they're real good and buried each time.
So, physically, right? Not like finagle it.
No, I gotta slam it in there, man. What?
You don't really seem like the slam it in kind of guy, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, don't mock me,
no,
okay?
No, I'm not mocking, I'm just being honest.
I've had it up to here with you. I can only take so much of you. I
think yeah, we're why starting don't we to just be... let Snowball go?
No, wait, I think we're starting to be friends.
The finish line is in sight here, Snowball. I pull out the silver spoon that I looted from that house in El Terrell, and I rub it on my cape a little bit, and I hold it up between my eyes like varying distances between myself and Snowball, and I'm actually going to go ahead and cast See Invisibility, just in case there's any bullshit here.
What bullshit would you be thinking there might be to see?
It enables me to see him, so like, just in case he decides like not to do his job, I will be able to know. Also, I guess just in case anything else invisible is lurking around, I would be able to see them. And weirdly, I can also see into the ethereal plane for as long as that is active. Does last an hour.
Are you telling us that?
Then am I telling you that I'm doing that?
Yeah.
And not while he's right there.
Aren't we in Highlands?
Yeah, you can tell me. You can tell us all.
Oh, okay. Then I will mentally explain to everyone that I've got that up.
Great idea.
Does Snowball look like he's ready to go?
I mean, he didn't really change his outward appearance when you saw him before and now with seeing invisibility. Yeah, so he's miserable. He just doesn't seem very enthusiastic. Yeah, completely miserable. Yeah.
Wait, where is he? Is he here? I want to guide him.
He's fine.
Wait, here?
Give me your hand. I'm going to put your hand on his head, right? Give me your hand. I'm going to take you by the wrists, and I'm going to put your palm, here's Snowball's flat little head right here. There's his pointy ears. No, get your thumb out of his eye. Just top of his head. There you go.
All right. Hey, Snowball, your mother guides you.
And I'm going to give him guidance.
Right before he flaps over to the wall to do that, I am going to spin the dreidel one more time and see if anything is, if I'm detecting anything within 60 feet of myself.
60 feet, yeah. Within 60 feet of you, you do not sense any fiends, undead, or celestials except Lulu and the imp.
It looks like clear sailing from here. It's your show, Snowball.
Snowball, Snowball.
Rest assured, there's no fiends here except you.
Snowball.
Your mother blesses you.
Nods at you. You watch as Snowball, or at least I should say Renaissance, watches as Snowball.
I can see this little prick. I'll just narrate what he's doing.
You watch Snowball grab all of these shatter sticks and start to fly west of your position and starts to place the first shatter stick into the rock face of the cliff. And he's
going to ready an Eldritch Blast here. Anything fucks with him.
Okay, if anything fucks with him, sure, you got it.
Corbin's going to keep a lookout in all the other directions. He's just going to scan the sky, scan the ground.
Yeah, make a perception check, Corbin. Oh my god.
Corbin just rolled a godlike 30 on his perception.
Wow.
You have the eyes of a hawk. As Snowball flies over to the rock wall and with a mighty thrusts the shatter stick into the face, you see rock begin to fall from the face into the green slime below. You then see, pulling itself out of the rock, two claw-like hands.
For fuck's sake.
And then two more. And then two more. And the next thing you know, there are creatures pulling themselves out of the rock face itself, spurred on by the seismic vibrations of the shatter stick.
All right, we have to go kill those things.
Corbin lets everyone know, monsters, monsters coming out of the rocks right there next to idiot over there.
Yeah, I'm shooting.
Hi, everybody. The show will be back shortly for the second half. First, it's time to tell you about a new show coming this fall from Cast Party. Beginning in October 2023, join us for a new actual play series presented by Cast Party and our friends at EN World Publishing's Level Up Advanced 5th Edition. To celebrate the publication of Level Up A5E's epic new hardcover adventure to save a kingdom, we're returning to Holdenshire to face haunted castles, the madness of a fairy queen, the lost secrets of dwarven ruins, and the greatest threat of all, the dreaded dragon Siroth, ruler of Skull Mountain and the tyrant of the desolation. This new actual play series, releasing in both podcast form and on our YouTube channel, will use Level Up A5E rules to enhance the classic Dungeons & Dragons 5E experience. While you're waiting for the new show, this summer might be a great time for a rewatch of Podcast Party Memories of Holdenshire, our previous Level Up A5 series, which serves as a prelude for To Slay a Dragon. You can find the link for the YouTube version in the show notes, and you can of course find Memories of Holdenshire episodes 1 through 7 right here in this podcast feed. Hey, would you like to escort an imp carrying a backpack full of explosives like our heroes are doing in this episode? Cast Party's professional dungeon masters are available to hire for online games. We have games for kids as well as adults, and our DMs can run almost any of the official Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition adventures, as well as third-party adventures and even ones we've created ourselves. We can also run games for Pathfinder 2E, Blades in the Dark, Dungeon Crawl Classics, Alien the Role-Playing Game, Monster of the Week, and many others. Check us out at cast-party.com and follow us on Facebook at CastPartyDND, on Twitter at CastParty2, on Instagram at Cast_Party, or on TikTok at Cast_Party. As always, we're offering monthly free adventures with our Dungeon Masters. These free games fill up quickly, so if you'd like to grab a spot, you should join our email list or our Discord server. Links to both can be found at cast-party.com. You can watch episodes of Podcast Party on YouTube, complete with artwork, battle maps, character portraits, and even a little bit of animation. Check the show notes for the link or visit cast-party.com. Quick update on Secrets of the Blind Palace, the Dungeon Masters Guild best-selling adventure by Cast Party's own Tal Aviazer with maps by Cast Party's Carolyn Fox. If you, the listeners, can make Secrets of the Blind Palace go platinum on DM's Guild, Cast Party will record a special actual play mini-series of it and release it as a podcast. We have an updated count. Let's see. We now just need 14 more copies sold to get there. Hey, if you want to hear that show and if you want to stop hearing this ad, please go buy Tal's Adventure. It's only $2.99 to get the PDF version. Or for $6.75, you can get the bundle that has both the PDF and the Roll20 version. Either of those purchases will count towards making it go platinum. It is an amazing 4 to 7 hour Dungeons & Dragons adventure for 3 to 7 characters, levels 1 through 4. So go buy Secrets of the Blind Palace at dmsguild.com or follow the link in the show notes. Hey, if you enjoy Podcast Party, please follow the show, rate us, and leave us a review. We would love to hear from you. Message us on social media or email us at info@cast-party.com. Follow us on Facebook at CastPartyDND, on Twitter at CastParty2, on Instagram at Cast_Party, or on TikTok at Cast_Party. Thanks very much for listening. And now, back to our adventure in Avernus!
Let's go ahead with your shot because you readied the action, and then we'll go into initiative.
Okay, first shot is a 25.
That will hit.
Second shot is a 17.
That will also hit.
All right.
Both hit the same creature?
Yeah, I target one. Oh, god damn it. Okay, well.
Oh, man.
What the hell? Oh, Ren, what are you doing?
Shut up, Kobe. I did hit it twice for a total of 6 force damage.
Wow.
Okay, it's
first level damage, dude. Yeah, no problem.
Is it dead?
It is not dead.
Does it even
not
notice?
Yes, it notices. It notices someone has shot it. So
at least I readied something.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you, Corbin?
I saw it.
Goddamn thing.
I saw it. Well,
as Snowball sees these things clawing themselves out of the very rock of the cliff, you also see that further down from his position to the northeast, almost in tandem with the other creatures, five other creatures at various heights all begin to crawl, pulling themselves, shoving rock aside, and you see that these creatures are ones that you recognize. You spined devils.
Those are tough, man. Blow them up with shatter sticks. We should have all had shatter sticks. That was stupid.
Note that Snowball has only placed one out of the five.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's plus four on initiative.
Corbin, go ahead.
Corbin got an 8.
Renison's got a 7.
Ophelia got a 17.
Hylan got a 21.
There are 10 of them. Hylan, you are first in the order.
I am going to manifest a psychic blade. I see the situation we're in. This is a drastically terrible situation. I concentrate. I pray to Bahamut. Bahamut, we need these sticks. There are 5 days left. I know you've given me so much. I need more. I need to get those sticks. So I'm going to use my movement to move 30 feet to the southwest, and I'm going to manifest 2 psychic blades, and I'm going to throw them at the spine devil to the left of Snowball. That's a 23 to hit?
Absolutely will hit.
Okay, that's a 7 psychic and 21 sneak attack for a total of 28.
Woohoo! One shot, one kill, Hylan.
Awesome!
Nice.
The spine devil screeches in pain and falls straight into the greenish muck below, dying as it does so.
Fantastic.
As it falls into the mire, you hear a voice in your mind. This is like no voice that you have heard before. This is a dreadful, guttural, deep voice. And it says,
Yes, revenge. Revenge on Bell.
Okay. I make a note of that, and I manifest my second blade, and I throw it at the spine devil to the right of Snowball. Ooh, that's only a 16.
A 16 still hits.
Great. That's 9 psychic damage.
Nice.
And I will stay where I am.
Fantastic. Ophelia, you're up.
I am going to once again cast Tasha's Mind Whip, and I am going to do so on the devil that's the closest to Snowball. It's going to need to make an intelligence save, DC 16.
That's a 17.
So it's going to take half of 15 psychic damage.
That's 7, yeah.
7 psychic damage. That is it.
That spine devil looks very, very badly hurt. The spine devils will all detach from the wall. There are 9 of them left. They fly out into the space, most of them hovering over this greenish tributary of slime.
Terrible.
Now, there are quite a lot of them, so I'm going to do, unfortunately, quite a lot of attacks, because each one of them has multi-attack, and they're all shooting at you with their tail spines. 4 spine devils are going to attack Hylan, and 5 of them are going to attack Ophelia, each of them attacking twice. So that's 8 attacks on Hylan and 10 attacks on Ophelia. What's your armor
that's
class,
insane.
Hylan? Let's start with you first.
Okay. My armor class is 15.
Sorry.
I'm gonna uncanny dodge one of them.
So first one is a 7, which will miss. Second one is a 22, which I assume will hit. 5 piercing and 3 fire. We've got 6 more. 15, which will hit. That's 2 hits so far. A 16, which will hit.
Yep.
3 hits. A 15, which will hit. That's 4 hits.
Yep.
A 19, which will hit. So that's 5 hits. 14.
Okay.
So let me just see if I can do a quick total of the damage. So 10
mm-hmm.
plus 4
million.
Plus 10 plus 7 plus 9. 39 damage.
My turn.
Here we go. What's your armor class?
Okay, my AC is 16.
All right, here we go. This is 10 attacks. First attack, miss with a 7. Second attack, 14, miss. Third attack, miss with a 14.
Nice.
Fourth attack, 17. That's your first hit.
We'll let it go.
Nat 1.
Nice.
Another 14, which misses. 4 to go. A 19, so that's your second hit. Another 19, so that's 3 hits. There's 2 left, 3 hits. A 10, which misses, and a 14, which misses. So 3
wow,
hits total.
Wow, you got lucky.
Woo!
The second one that hits her, I throw up my shield to block.
Beautiful. Let's see how much damage.
Yeah, I'll make that roll. So that blocks 8 of the damage off the second hit.
Okay, so that blocks all of it, because that was 5 piercing and 2 fire.
Wow.
How much damage of the 3? You get 6 and 7. 13 damage. Not bad overall.
Not bad. Woo!
Yep.
Corbin would like to cast Spirit Guardians at 3rd level.
That's a 15-foot radius, yeah?
and then he's going to bonus action Steps of Night. He's going to copy Hyland a little, and instead of dragon wings, he's going to make two hands that come out of his back, and he's going to fly with those. He's going to fly across to the other side where there's some land. Or he's going to fly up along the coast, and he's going to head north so he can get all the ones to the north. But he's still going to have land underneath it.
You've got five of those spine devils currently in your spirit guardians. Renaissance, your turn.
I try to locate the spine devil that Ophelia had wounded previously.
To the northwest of you.
I look up directly above it, and I twist both my hands together, point two index fingers up, and I'm going to cast Moonbeam at level 3.
Yes.
And nice. I just drop it right on that one. Moonbeam is a 5-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder. Like a column, like a big column.
Two of the spine devils in its circumference.
It just encompasses those two that are flying over the river. So it goes 20 feet below them and 20 feet above them. So they're kind of like in the middle of the column. That's something that they have to deal with at the start of their turn. And I am also going to move. Right. I'm just going to get next to Hyland, and I will end my turn.
Hyland, you are up.
So I just rolled a psionic energy die, and the result was a 7. I am going to concentrate my psychic energy, and I'm going to pray to Bahamut, and I'm going to say, please, we need to do this in order to save the people of El Terrell. You've given me so much already. I need to get these sticks. I need them to save them. And I'm just going to concentrate, and I'm going to manifest a psychic blade, and I'm going to throw it, and I'm aiming at the ground right on the edge of the cliff in front of the imp, where the imp is hovering. Right after I throw it, I look at Ren and I say, 5 days, and I wink at him, and then I disappear and I reappear where the blade landed.
That's super duper hot.
So now I'm standing in front of the imp, and that was my action.
Okay.
And so I still have a bonus action and a movement. I'm going to say to the imp, give me 3 sticks. And then...
You give me 3 sticks.
Yeah, you give me 3 sticks. Now. Okay, and then I hold one hand down for the sticks, and then I manifest my second blade, and I throw it at the spine devil that is right in front of me, like 10 or so feet away. Oh, thank God. That's a 26. Big hit, big hit, big hit. That's a 29. Total nice. 29 damage.
Destroys it.
Yes!
It doesn't even have a chance to cry out.
Amazing.
Falls into the green slime again. In your mind, Hyland, this terrifying voice.
More, more. I desire revenge.
Don't we all? I'm holding my arm out for sticks. And that's the end of my turn.
Ophelia, you're up.
Ophelia is going to move closer to the edge where Corbin is, a little bit behind him, but roughly, you know, adjacent to him. I'm going to do a Tasha's Mind Whip actually at a level 3 so I can target 2 of the devils, so I will do each one of them. Okay, so it's a DC 16 intelligence save for both of them?
I'm assuming you want to target the ones directly near Corbin.
Yes, the ones, the right. 2 that are directly next to him.
17, which passes, and 7, which fails.
Okay, so the first one will take 5 damage, 5 psychic damage. The second will take 12.
Crack, crack! Your psychic weapon lashes out of you, Kid. Professor X kind
yes,
of thing, right?
Yes,
it comes out of her forehead. Everything comes out of her forehead.
Amazing.
Everything comes out of her forehead.
No, it doesn't. It comes out of my violin.
Nice.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, pretty sure it comes out.
Remember I described how it was like I was hitting the strings almost like I was snapping them?
With her forehead.
Ooh. With your forehead.
On my forehead. It's just the one that's a forehead thing.
Okay.
Anyway, mostly the violin is what she's a bard. She uses an instrument to make magic. You know, that's yeah. like kind of her whole deal. Additionally, though, Matt, the one that did take full damage can't take a reaction until the end of its next turn. And on its next turn, it can only choose a move in action or a bonus action. That is my turn.
Spine devils are going to take a whole lot of damage here, I would assume, from your spirit guardian. So they're going to make some wisdom saving throws. There's 5 of them.
Yeah. Right? They make it, they take 5. If they fail, they take 10.
So there's a crit. That's a 22 on the first one. That's a 17 on the second one. That's a 20. That's on the third one. That's an 8 on the fourth one.
10.
10 and 16. So 5, 5, 5, 10, 5.
Yep.
The two to the south are going to have to make constitution saving throws.
Let's do that for your moonbeam. That's right. That's a 21 on the first con save, and that's a 13 on the second con save, which I don't believe
that's
passes.
That's going to fail. So the one that failed takes 22 radiant.
Okay, that was the one that had been laid into by Ophelia at the start. So that one turns to ash in the air.
And the other one takes 11 radiant.
Spine Devil obviously moves itself away from the moonbeam. So let's move these Spine Devils out of your Spirit Guardians, although I'm pretty sure you're going to chase them.
Thank you for that moonbeam.
So they will fly 40 feet just outside of range. One of them will only move and not attack because of Tasha's Mind Whip from Ophelia.
I would like to take an op attack on the other one.
Go for it.
And since I'm Warcaster, I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds on him at the 21.
That hits.
11 necrotic damage.
Doesn't kill it, but definitely hurts it quite a lot. 7 Spine Devils left. The southernmost Spine Devil will turn and throw 2 tail spines at you, Hylan. We have 3 Spine Devils sort of in the middle of the field. They are going to throw their spines at Corbin. And I would say as well for the ones up north. 2 tail spines to Hylan. That is an 18.
Yep.
And a 17.
All right, I will uncanny dodge the first one.
So that only does 5 plus 7, so that's 12 damage.
Okay.
12 attacks on Corbin. 9, which misses.
Yep.
9, which misses. 13, which misses. 20, which hits. Ow. 1 hit. 19, which hits. That's 2 hits. 11, which misses. That's 6 so far. 10, which misses. 7. 10, which misses. 8. Nat 1 for number 9.
All right.
20, which hits. That's the third hit. 13, which misses for number 11. And 9. So total of 3 hits.
3 con saves for my Spirit Guardians, all at advantage.
The DC is 10 for all of them.
19 and an 18, so that works. Second one is a 22 and a 16, which is good. And the third one is a 4, and a 21.
Woo! Nice. Okay, but you still take damage. So the damage that you take is 6 plus 5 plus 7. So 18 damage.
All that, and they barely scratch me for 3 points of damage. Because awesome. The temps eat everything else up.
That's their turn. The imp listens to you, Hylan, and he passes you off 3 of the shatter sticks, sort of tossing them up over the lip of the cliff. You just see, like, out of nothing, just 3 shatter sticks right on the ground next to you.
Okay.
The imp then moves to the second position and slams his second shatter stick into the stone.
Awesome.
And it rumbles. You feel the ground beneath your feet begin to undulate. Please make a dexterity saving throw, Hylan.
Oh, that sucked. That's a 9. How? And there's nothing I can do about it because it's a saving throw.
You guys watch from across the way as Hylan falls 70 feet. The dice tell a story. Hopefully this isn't the end of your story. Hylan falls into the green muck. Now, the good thing is that it's not the River Styx. Hylan, you fall into this green fluid, but I don't think it's going to be like if you fell 70 feet onto rock, right? You wouldn't take that kind of damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, realistically speaking, if you fall 70 feet even into liquid, it's still going to hurt. Well, instead of like a D6 every 10 feet, I would say it's a D4. So 7, D4, 14 damage, halved by evasion. So you only take 7. Hylan disappears under the green liquid. Hylan, in your mind, you hear that voice again, and it infuses you. You feel like this being has influenced you with its absolute fixed single emotion of revenge. So I'm going to ask you to please add a flaw to your character sheet. The flaw is this: if anyone or anything does you or your friends irreparable harm, you will stop at nothing to get revenge upon it until it is destroyed. Corbin Shiv, it's your turn.
I'm assuming Corbin saw and heard all that, or at least her falling and the explosion.
Definitely saw her fall. Definitely saw the western side of the cliff face beginning to shift and move and fall into the greenish muck.
As she's falling, he goes, "Hylan, I'm coming for you!" First, he's going to look back at the 3 Spine Devils to the north, and he's going to say, "Mr. Personality, kill those things." And he's going to cast Guardian of Faith right smack in the middle of them.
Nice.
So they can enjoy that next round. And then he is going to fly across the river between the other 2 Spine Devils in the middle of the river, and he's going to stop on the other side. 3 more of them are now in his Spirit Guardians again. That is unfortunately the end of my turn.
Renaissance, it's your turn.
I say, Corbin, you're gonna kill them or you're gonna save her?
Doing both!
So we can't see her currently, right?
She's disappeared into the green. You don't see her.
I run to the edge of the cliff. Fuck. I use my action to shift the moonbeam on top of the one spine devil that is not being affected by anything right now. That's my turn.
Hylan, you're alive, but this creature has influenced you. And you know, having been influenced by it, you know quite a lot now about it. It is called Shumrath. It's because
Shumrath's in there.
You know the history of this creature. It sort of infused itself into your body, into your being, that Bell defeated Shumrath,
okay,
a pit fiend under the control of Mephistopheles, at the bottom of this chasm, which was at the time completely barren. The reason why he did so is because Shumrath was attempting to obtain waters from the River Styx for one of Mephistopheles' nefarious, infernal, magical experiments. Bell at that time was the Archduke of Avernus. And so in defeating Shumrath, he essentially defended his land, his kingdom, essentially. But Shumrath's body, at the time, instead of just being immediately destroyed, was infused with the magical artifacts that it had brought with it. Shumrath's body never really died. It turned into this vast pit of green slime, and the barest semblance of its mind remained intact with the last thought that it had before it turned into this greenish goop, which is revenge.
Got it. I'm alive. I'm all Shumrathed out. I'm all hepped up on Shumrath, so I'm going to... Can I just doggy paddle? Can I Shumrath paddle? So I Shumrath paddle to the surface, and I'm going to make a psychic blade, and so in order to do that, I'm going to roll another psionic energy die, and I am able to teleport 30 feet now. Okay, here's the thing. I am now all hepped up on Shumrath, and he wants revenge.
Yep.
So I am going to throw my psychic blade into the side of the cliff 30 feet from me, and I'll go up a little bit. I'll use my whole 30 feet to find a spot, which is the highest spot on the cliff I can get to where I can grab on. So I disappear from Shumrath, and then I reappear clinging to the cliff face as my action, and then I'm going to throw my second psychic blade at that spine devil who is in the moonbeam. That's a 24 to hit.
Absolutely will hit.
Full of rage. So that's 7 psychic damage. And I'm just staring at it with bloodlust, clinging onto the side of a cliff like a little Minoc.
Ophelia can't do much to help Hylan, so I think what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna try to keep taking out these spine devils. She is going to move closer to Lulu. I see a spine devil very close to Lulu, and I don't like that. Well, you know what? How about good old Tasha's Mind Whip? It's been serving me very well so far, so... So that's a DC 16 intelligence save.
Yeah, it fails.
It's going to take 7 psychic points of damage and...
It is dead.
Well then, never mind the rest.
Fantastic.
Stay away from my Lulu.
Anything else, Ophelia?
That's it for me.
There are 6 spine devils left. They're going to make some saving throws here. 16 for your moonbeam.
So it takes 6 radiant.
DC 16.
19 on the first one.
5 points of radiant.
And 9 on the second.
10 points of radiant.
That one is destroyed. Falls into the green goop. And Hyland, you hear that same voice. It's almost maddening now.
Revenge.
The ones over by your Guardian of Faith, they start their turn near the Guardian of Faith, right? So
they get a dexterity saving throw, or they take 20 points of radiant damage or half on a successful one.
Number one, 19, so it does unfortunately save. Second one fails, and the third one fails.
So the one that saved takes 10, the other two take 20.
It didn't really matter in the end. So all 3 of them take the radiant damage from its attack and just fall screaming into the muck.
One big swipe.
2 spine devils left now. Corbin, you're flying next to him, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he'll bite and hit you with its fork instead of trying to Tailspine you.
You sure you don't want to yield?
Hits you with a 20.
Oh, yeah.
And misses you with an 8. Four slashing. The other spine devil will fly out of your moonbeam and attempt to attack you, Renaissance, with its bite and fork. Okay, so missing you completely.
Thank you, Garf.
Beautiful. The imp flies to the third position, but doesn't have any shatter sticks. He gave them all to you.
Yeah, he has to come get him.
He's like...
You can come get him.
The imp, invisible still, flies to the other side of the ravine, flies over to you and says,
you want to just, like, give me the shatter sticks so I can finish my job? I mean, come on.
Fucking blew me up, you stupid imp. I'm gonna give these to you. And you are gonna wait until I give you the signal to set them off. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, Miss Ma'am, please.
Take the fucking sticks okay. And get over there and wait until I tell you to blow.
The imp flies across. Very, very fast. It's Corbin Shivster.
So Hyland's okay, right? She's on the wall.
Well, Hyland I'm clinging okay. to a wall.
She can't get up by herself.
How far is she from me?
I might be able to climb up or I might fall back in. It's anyone's guess.
Well, she's 15 feet southwest of you and she's about 30 feet down the wall.
All right, so Corbin's just going to leave this idiot that he's next to and he's going to use his action and his movement to get to her and grab her.
Hits you with a 19, I think.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Three piercing, so just do your quick...
Ooh, another con. Ooh, I crit failed the first one, and I 15 the second one, so I still got the spirit guards.
Thank you, Warcaster!
Oh, God. This is so stressful.
Hyland, I got you, so I'll use whatever movement I have to grab her and pull her up as far as I can. All right, so I'll just bring her up the wall as much as I can and hopefully get some of these guys into my spirit guarding.
Renaissance, your turn.
Just going to take two swings with Heaven's Fall at the devil that's right next to me. God damn it. First shot is a 12, second shot is a 15.
15 hits.
That is 8 bludgeoning and 2 radiant.
It's Ash.
Awesome.
And just to be safe, although I think the Spirit Guardians will take him out, I then step away from the cliff edge there and just get next to the other one. It's my turn.
Hyland, I think he brought you pretty much all the way up pretty close to the edge of the of the cliff here. So you could just jump.
I'm going
to
move. We'll say that's 5 feet, I guess. And then I'm going to move 25 feet to my right. And then I'm going to, since he is setting that charge now on the opposite side of Shumrath, I'm going to yell over there, blow it up. And then I'm going to throw 2 psychic blades at the spine devil next to Renaissance.
This is the last one.
That's a 24 to hit.
That hits.
That's 5 psychic and 19 sneak attack for 24.
And this one screams all the way down, hitting itself at various points on the cliff face.
Oh, that feels
and then
good.
Lands in the green muck.
Now, I just stare at this imp waiting for him to be done.
Yeah. We'll watch the imp, I guess. Or I won't because it's invisible. I won't even do that. I'm just going to...
He's over there. He's putting his stick in the cliff.
Yeah, I hear the rumble.
Yeah. Wow.
So, let's not be right on this when he's done.
Yeah, good plan.
I agree.
We start Homer Simpson walking backwards away from Shumrath.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to kill this asshole when we're done?
Yes.
Well, we could get the secret to helping Lulu if we don't.
Hyland.
He knew that was going to happen.
You watch as Snowball places the shatter sticks into the other side, and he's moving a lot quicker now. Ren, you look and see that he's, like, looking back towards the opposite cliff side, towards you, and he's like, and then he moves to the third position.
Do you think Snowball knew that the devils were going to come out when he put the sticks in?
No.
No, I don't think he did.
Hyland, think of Lulu.
Snowball puts the last of the shatter sticks in, and you watch as 10, 15 seconds later, the entire cliff side rumbles and collapses in on itself. A landslide of rock and silt and dirt and bone. When the dust clears, you do not see any red fluid from that tributary coming into the pit of Shumrath at all. You have completely dammed it up.
That's the pit of Shumrath for you.
Snowball flits over to the other side and lands next to the five of you.
I think that's it.
You know you almost killed our friend, right?
What?
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 What? What is stupid? You know what you did. Apologize.
They speak English and what?
What are you talking about?
What ain't no country I ever heard of.
I'm gonna
say what one more goddamn time.
Yeah. Yep. I am just going to stare at him with utter hatred, and I am going to manifest the blades in my hands and just hold the blades there and stare at him, and my hands are going to shake. I'm staring to where his voice was. I hear Ophelia telling me to think about Lulu, and I feel an incredibly strong compulsion to kill this imp, and I feel nauseous, and I am on the edge of throwing it. I'm standing there like that.
You better apologize to her. Do it.
I close my hand over Hyland's hand, and I say, let's just walk away. Got what we came for. Going back to the Ragga Wagon. Help Lulu be on our way.
In your mind, Ren, Gargoth says,
come now. It'd be so much fun. She has every right to destroy that creature.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Even more certain that you don't want to do this, Hyland. So let's just go back to the Ragga Wagon.
Why are you certain?
Because Gargoth wants you to, right? That's pretty much in big red letters that it's a bad idea.
You hear Ren's voice, Hyland,
mm-hmm.
and then in the back of your mind, it's just thrumming like a drum.
Revenge. Revenge. Revenge.
What do you do?
I say, unless you stop me, I'm killing it. I'm killing it. I'm killing it in 5 seconds. Five.
Okay. I bear hug Hyland and start walking towards the Ragga Wagon.
Thanks for listening. This episode featured Tale Viezer as Renaissance, Andy Canistra as Painbearer Corbin Shiv, Carolyn Fox as Hyland, Rachel Tamarin as Ophelia, and me, Matt Gordon, as the Dungeon Master. This episode was edited by Carolyn Fox and Tale Viezer. Our original theme music is by Lauren Anker and Anthony DiMasso. Remember, if you enjoy Podcast Party, please follow the show, rate us, and leave us a review. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with the next episode of Descent into Avernus.
You'd think that they would perhaps make their nests in trees or something. It's the exact opposite. They burrow holes in the earth and in the silt and in the bone.
We need to blow up this rock. That's what we need to do. Blow them up with shatter sticks.
I turned to Corbin and I said, you thought they nested in trees, you idiot.
What? They're birds. I'm pretty sure they're in trees.